And welcome back to Reaction Cast. It's your host Jesus, aka Tyrant Dominus, here to bring you another movie review. This time around, we're going to be talking about the Disney film Encanto. This movie actually came out like a little bit in November, but I didn't get around to watching it until recently when it came out on Disney Plus. Now this film itself, I would have watched, like, honestly, I wish I would have watched it. I think I can still go see it in theaters, and it's worth watching in theaters. Visually speaking, I would say that. And for the most part, and for Encanto, when you're going into a Disney film, you know, this is a Walt Disney animated film, you kind of already have a preconception of that this is going to be a fun, entertaining children's film with a little mix of like a lesson to learn here or there, or a very fun, enjoyable story to tell. This for sure is a very voice cast, like every individual character, the entire family is very interesting. The characters, like every character design and everyone's interesting, like thing, like powers and gifts or whatever you want to call them. It's very enjoyable. To simply put, Encanto is the tale of this family who kind of who basically has this magical like house that was given to the grandma during an event with her and her husband. And with this magic, she was given this magical candle that kind of gave the house its, you know, powers. And on top of that, it gave each of her children and her grandchildren's gifts at a certain point in their age. This is where kind of the plot comes with, what is the name? Maribel? Yeah, with Maribel, the kind of our main lead, our protagonist. At her age, she did not get a gift, and she basically grows up in this family who has all these amazing gifts, and she's the one that does not. So this kind of tale is one of those things where like everyone's kind of seems a little bit more gifted than yourself. It's one of those kind of tales. For the most part, the tale is the way they try to portray this like lesson or go around. It's pretty simple, easy. I won't kind of spoil it because it's a worth watch. Do they do a good job kind of laying out this lesson of kind of where like we're all special in our own special way? It does in a way, but there are scenes where there are certain scenes that just don't meld well, like with the flow of the thing, the pacing, and yeah, it just didn't flow sometimes well. On top of that, the music is really fantastic. The score, like, it's a very musical movie, like all Disney movies are for the most part. But I felt this one itself was a little bit too much. When it comes to like Disney films, there's very memorable songs that are tied to certain films. And sometimes lately, it just feels like they're just shoving a bunch of songs into them. This specifically just felt like every 5 to 10 minutes, someone just singing about something. And the songs themselves are like really fantastic. They're like really enjoyable to listen to, but it just doesn't feel like it flows well sometimes. It's like, okay, why don't you just make this into a musical at this point? At some point, me and the individual I was watching with just were joking that her actual gift is that she has a Disney princess powers. Like, she sings and everyone around her just kind of sings along. And no one else is the wiser. It's just how her power works. But no, yeah, it just felt like it was overly musicalized. Like, I would have been fine if it was just a, like, it was portrayed as, yes, this is a musical Disney movie, but it just felt like a little bit too much. There's maybe one or two too many songs. But overall, yeah, visually, like the art style they chose, like, yeah, for this type of film, this kind of like Latin Brazilian, just kind of like very like, yeah, kind of this Latin feel. It's like really, really well done. Like a lot of color for sure. Like I said, this film for sure, it just like was really, really like good to see in the film, just to kind of see the vibrant colors. Almost ever, very few scenes besides some like dark scenes, like those ominous scenes were in those like low dark tones. Yeah, most of the movies has these vibrant colors, and I really like that. The way they animated everyone's gifts, the way they played around with them, with different emotions, with different like some people who can like basically hear everything, and like, okay, there's a lot of implications and fun stuff. But for the most part, like the way the journey for Maribel and her family from beginning to end of the film, it's an interesting one. I was along for the ride, but it felt a little long somewhere in the middle. I was hoping for a little bit of more adventure. I felt like this was going to be a more of her adventure of her trying to save her family. That's because that's the tale that we're trying to get to, is her trying to save her family's gifts and stuff. And it just, it felt like an adventure, but like it wasn't a grand adventure that felt like the trailers portrayed. It was very, very, very condensed. And it works in some sense, but for what they're trying to portray, I would say it just didn't flow. Like the way it flowed, that's what I'm gonna keep saying. It's just the way it flowed, the pacing, there was just a lot of little nitpicks from there that just kind of add up to the end. Because when the conclusion happens and everything comes to an end, it felt like, okay, that was a fun movie to watch. Like, yeah, I had fun. What I say it's an amazing, grand? No. The only thing I would find amazing, grand about the film is just the visual aspects and the musical tracks. But like I said, some of the musical tracks for this film as a whole, just I felt too many. Like individually, every song is really fantastic to listen to. It just, I wish it wasn't kind of bogged down to this almost 2-hour film. Like, it could have been a little longer. Some of the lore they were bringing to the world, like how, like what gave them gifts and stuff like that, I wish they kind of told us more. Like, there's some fun stuff they could have played around with. But yeah. So overall, I felt this was a good movie. You know, it was enjoyable. It could have been a little bit more. It could have paced itself a little bit more. It could have gave us a little bit more context for a couple things. But if you're just there to sit down and kind of just enjoy the film, go for it. So I'm going to give this film, Encanto, 7 out of 10. It was a good movie. Good movie. I at least want to at least see it one time in cinema, just to kind of get that full vibrance. Like, I won't deny, I did enjoy watching it at home. So I'm not gonna deny that. I'm very fortunate to be able to watch it on a 4K television to get as much of the vibrance as I can, and a reasonable, decent speaker system to actually enjoy it. But I feel just getting the full cinema immersions will get me a little bit more. But yeah, a solid 7 out of 10. Let me know what you guys thought, because the end of the year is happening, and we're going to get towards our top 10 of the year. So let me know what your thoughts of Encanto were. Were you also late into the game to watch it? Did you wait until Disney Plus came out with it? Or did you catch it in cinema first thing? So yeah, as always, you can hit me up on Twitter, Instagram, or TikTok. So yeah, until next time, see ya. See ya. See ya.